It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, when Cindy Bird goes looking for something, she usually finds it. And she has. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. We'll get into that a little later on and get your calls on it on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. And you can also find me at Facebook and on the X feeds as well. Let's see, I think that about covers it, right? Other than the website itself, freedom969.com. So Cindy Bird has done an audit and has completed that audit, and the results are available. We'll get into that. This weekend, you're going to see some protests of proposed data centers. I'll tell you who's behind them and what they're protesting. Oklahoma Department of Transportation is doing something unusual. They're asking for the public's input? What? That's not like them at all. Does the grass on the fields of the World Cup games look familiar? Well, it should. I'll tell you why. Two more arrests in the shooting of the Lake Arcadia shooting a couple of weeks back. And they're gang-related. But we're not allowed to talk about that for some weird reason. And what will the big news Trump is promising be in tonight's address? I got my idea. What is yours? Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air starting us off. What's your name?
Tom, Midwest City.
Hello, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Usually I call a little bit later, but I got an idea.
Uh-huh.
All these towns, rural towns that are losing their hospitals.
Yeah.
A data center there. And use that money to keep the hospital open.
I don't have a gripe for it. I really don't, you know. Some of these hospitals are owned by bigger companies, and the reason the bigger companies are shutting them down is because they're not being profitable. But be that as it may, you know, if you could get somebody to stop worrying so much about the water, stop worrying so much about the power grid, stop worrying so much about the noise. Yeah, I think those are the things we need to get over.
Yeah. All right, sir.
All right. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, if you want to do the same. Update on Iran. Iran's military has threatened to target infrastructure across the Middle East if the U.S. starts hitting Tehran's power plants and bridges. They didn't say how they were going to hit them. I don't think a slingshot will get the job done, but that's just me. President Donald Trump says the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has lost up to 90% of its weapons and capabilities due to U.S. strikes. There were reports earlier today that the people of Iran in certain pockets around the country are actually starting to stand up to the authorities and protest. Iran released a U.S. citizen who had been held captive since 2024 on espionage charges, thinking that would probably be a sign of good faith. Well, yeah, for that region, but that's the problem. Everybody who's doing nice things like signing MOUs or wanting to do more negotiation, none of them seem to have the power that's necessary to stop bombing people. Trump also ordered the U.S. Navy to continue to blockade the Iranian ports, and U.S. forces disabled at least one vessel attempting to run the blockade yesterday. We also are having reports of up to 500 missile strikes in and around Iran and Tehran, and the protest groups are calling on the United States to keep the bombing up. So those citizens that are still in Iran that they know what's going on. They know they're going to have to put up with more bombing before they can overturn the regime. I'll keep you up to date. You let me know what you think. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Jacqueline writes, Lee, interesting question and demographics. almost unanimous. Should our public officials disclose illnesses that might affect their job? Should Joe Biden, for instance, and Mitch McConnell, for instance, have been forced to disclose that they were having trouble no matter what was causing it? Jacqueline, I know that that on the surface gets a lot of popularity. I know that a lot of people agree with that. But you also have to understand we're dealing with medical privacy. A lot of times you wouldn't want it splashed all over the front page if you had a certain medical condition going on. And I don't believe even public officials should have that to deal with now. Here is where that changes. When it's pretty evident that they are having problems and your people keep saying, oh no, everything's fine. Everything's just fine. Everything's just fine. When you can't remember who you're talking to, when you have to have pieces of tape taped down to a stage so you'll know where to look, and you'll have when you have to have a note card to remind you of who you're talking to, you got a problem. You got a problem. And Biden definitely had a problem. And yes, I do believe the 25th Amendment should have been invoked upon Biden. But that would have had to have come from inside his administration. And they weren't going to do that. They saw an opportunity, and they took it. And they pardoned a bunch of people, and they made a lot of things happen for them and their families, and they made themselves a lot of money. And it hasn't seemed to have stopped. The man that couldn't even write out his own pardons is said to have written a book. Oh, and that book is not going to be out until November. Conveniently after the midterm elections. Huh. I wonder which party head got a hold of Biden or Biden's publisher and said, yeah, he can write a book, but we're not going to release that book before the midterms. Got some new statistics, too, out about the possibility of the outcome of those midterms coming up, too. So hang on for that. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Jacqueline, thanks a lot for the email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. A forensic audit focused on the finances of a small Oklahoma town found more than $1 million in misappropriated funds. The town was Washington, Oklahoma, in McLean County. It has a recorded population of 673 people. But state officials say the town's clerk, who also served as the treasurer, was able to misappropriate thousands of dollars with little or no oversight. It's the worst example of board oversight that I have seen in my 29 years of government service, said State Auditor Cindy Byrd. In the audit that was released yesterday, the state auditor and inspector's office said that Susan Knoll, former town clerk, misappropriated $678,000. The report details the expenses that $267,000 went to the Bank of America credit cards belonging to Knoll and her spouse. $191,000 went to PayPal transactions. $63,000 went to Citi credit card. $30,000 to Venmo for purchases, grooming, transportation, and delivery of dogs. $25,000 for Amazon purchases like memory foam mattresses, sectional sofa, coffee, espresso machines, vacuum cleaners, and a vibrating plate exercise machine. $21,000 went to payments to Goldman Sachs. $15,000 to payments to Lowe's. $13,000 to online payments for SoFi Bank. $9,000 for personal items like weight loss products, emergency vet services, vehicle repairs, and the purchase of a puppy. Sounds to me like she couldn't afford the dogs that she had. $7,000 to Home Depot. $5,000 to ATM cash withdrawals. $3,000 in miscellaneous transactions to restaurants, flower shops, and clothing stores. $3,000 to Hibton Tire for new tires on Knoll's vehicle and her spouse's vehicle. $2,000 to Knoll's mortgage. Almost $2,000 to Noel's personal Discover card. $1,300 for a MasterCard. About $1,000 for the city of Purcell to pay a utility bill. $894 at Shell service stations for fuel. Noel was the town clerk for 17 years, also responsible for processing payroll, signing checks, and preparing financial reports. She was not allowed to establish employee pay rates. The report shows that between July 1 of 2020 and June 30 of 2024, unauthorized payments totaling more than $40,000 were made from the general fund to employees. The payment occurred without board approval and did not go through the town's payroll system. At the same time, several town employees were paid more than $30,000 in total for cemetery pay for work related to the town's cemetery. Board members say they didn't approve any extra cemetery pay and said that just the part of their normal, that's just part of their normal duties. The report also stated that Noel received $7,000 from the cemetery fund, despite there not being any documentation of her performing any duties for the cemetery. Do you dig graves? Sure. Pays a hell of a lot better than a lot of things. December of 2023, duplicate payroll payments were made to all employees, totaling more than $9,000. And even though they were not authorized by the board, the audit states that the employees would receive payments each December for Christmas bonuses, but those, again, were not approved by the board. She was just using the entire payroll of the town of Washington, Oklahoma, as her own bank account. She did make two payments to the IRS from the general fund to reduce her personal liability to the IRS. One check, she put, aptly to trust fund only, followed by her Social Security number. The audit also alleges that Noel altered check payee and vendor identification information on bank statements that were provided to the state auditor and inspector's office. So evidently she knew what she was doing. She knew it was wrong and tried to make it look fraudulent. Officials say the audit was initiated after the town board of trustees raised concerns about the management of public resources under the former clerk, treasurer, and former town administrator. Now, the question remains, what would her punishment be? And is anything here criminal? Sounds to me like there's enough of it to be criminal. But that's what's going to happen next. The town trustees will decide whether or not they're going to turn that over to the Department of Justice, to the Attorney General's office or to the District Attorney's office to see if they're going to press any charges on this. 405-608-4377. Don't you just hate it? I mean, I hate it when this is done in a large city on a large scale. The fact that it was done on a smaller scale in a smaller city is just as bad as far as I'm concerned. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I hate to see Cindy Bird go. She's running for lieutenant. It's state treasurer. That's who she's running for. But you can see how thorough she is and that she'd do a pretty good job. This weekend, you will see protests of proposed data centers. Your thoughts on that, I'll tell you who's behind them. And your calls as well to 405-608-4377. Tomorrow, live 4 to 7, I'm going to be at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. It's their summer expo. They'll have vendors and factory reps from all kinds of gun manufacturers from all over the country showing their new wares. In-store giveaways and in-store specials that I'll tell you about tomorrow when I'm broadcasting live from H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on The Drive. Frontier Auto Group, they have been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help and continue to support the community by offering to check your vehicle if you've got a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC, not as cold as it should be. That's kind of rough this time of year, especially next week. What are we going to be in triple digits most of the week? Recalls, safety issues, they'll take care of all that and look into it for you for free. Why? because they think it's the right things to do. And they think it's what dealerships should have been doing all along, which they have for the past almost 100 years since they've been in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. FrontierMotor.net is their website. Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they'll be yours too.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
That was Hawaii Senator Hirono, who was questioning Attorney General candidate Blanche. And she's getting a lot of flack from it, and the reason she's getting a lot of flack from it is that, okay, first of all, if you're going to make that kind of, if you're going to ask that kind of question, you better follow it up with why you're asking that kind of question. And she didn't care. She's just trying to cast doubt upon whether or not Blanche is sexist. So she didn't care if there was a yes or no answer to the question. She just wanted to get those questions on the record. Whether or not the Democrats come back and say, oh, when he was back in law school, he had these charges leveled against him. I don't know. They might. But I'm glad he just answered it with a simple no. I think Hirono is just blowing smoke, trying to use her time to throw out as much mud as she can, because she knows he's going to pass through with flying colors, probably. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Brad writes, Lee, inflation by the government's measure may be steady or even down, but prices are going up and increasing more weekly, and pay still has not increased for most citizens to overcome the increases in property, car, and health insurance. Brad, I respectfully disagree. We are not seeing the prices that we saw in 2020 and 2021. Things are significantly cheaper than they were in 2020 and 2021. Gas is down. Okay? I know the price of oil fluctuates a little bit, but that's because of what's been going on in the Strait of Hormuz. And once gas comes down again, everything else will come down. Inflation overall is down. Now, just because you're seeing a slight increase in some prices of some groceries from, say, June to July, doesn't mean that there's an overall trend. You have to look at this thing quarter to quarter and then year over year. And if you don't look at it quarter to quarter and year over year, then you're not looking at it with an educated eye. Sorry. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We heard this week that the House of Representatives voted to lock the clock on daylight savings time. The House passed the bill on Tuesday that would make daylight saving time permanent. Proponents, including the White House, argue that the change would provide more daylight during the times that Americans are most active, in the evening. And I agree. The vote was 308 to 117. Daylight saving time is the period between spring and fall when the clocks in most parts of the United States are set an hour ahead of time. States could opt out if their respective legislature acts to do so before the bill's enactment. Oklahoma has been one that is going to immediately kick in if and when the federal statute kicks in. The Senate would also have to pass the bill before it could be signed into law. It's unclear if they're going to do that. Representative Gus Bilkrakis of Florida said that Americans are ready to ditch the switch, saying that changing the clock twice a year creates unnecessary disruptions. More importantly, he said, it would give families more daylight time in the evening to spend outdoors and support local businesses. Detractors of permanent daylight saving time said it would lead to darker and potentially more hazardous winter mornings where children are waiting for school buses in the dark and parents will be driving to work in darkness. They are now. We see that here in Oklahoma. And one of the reasons we see it in Oklahoma is because we are on the western edge of the central time zone. So even when we switch to standard time, yeah, we get an hour more of daylight in the beginning of the day, but usually it's the kids have already gotten on the bus by then. Now, those say over in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, would it benefit them more? Maybe, because the largest zone is the central time zone. But as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to lock the clock, lock it on daylight time, because I would much rather have the daylight in the evening. But that's always the big argument. Oh, I don't want my little darling going to work and going to wait for the bus in the dark. Well, they're doing it now. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Health officials are warning that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is accelerating, with nearly 2,000 confirmed cases and more than 700 deaths reported. Aid groups say the virus is spreading faster than response efforts can keep up. Several countries, including the United States, have tightened travel restrictions to help limit the risk of international spread. Consumer advice website WalletHub is out this week with its rankings of the best American cities for recreation.
WalletHub looked at 100 of the largest U.S. cities and considered statistics in 47 metrics, including the number of public beaches, fishing spots, and restaurants per capita, the costs associated with enjoying such activities, and the quality of parks and playgrounds. Las Vegas came in first, followed by Orlando, Cincinnati, and Atlanta. Jersey City, New Jersey, ranked last. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. We had a client who was stopped at a red light, doing everything right. Out of nowhere, a driver slammed into her from behind at full speed. No brakes, no swerve, nothing. When we dug into the case, we found out why. Phone records show that the driver was mid-text at the exact moment of impact. Didn't even see the light. Didn't see her. Our client walked away with injuries that changed her daily life. Chronic pain, surgeries, months of recovery. And the other side still tried to minimize it. We didn't let them. We took those phone records, told her story, and made sure that driver and their insurance company were held fully accountable. A split second of distraction can destroy your life. We made sure there are consequences. Call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Tulsa County homeowner shot an intruder after a confrontation that occurred Wednesday night near South 59th West Avenue. Deputies say 37-year-old Joshua Arenas threatened the homeowner, followed him into the house, and fought with him. The struggle then reportedly moved outside, where the homeowner shot Arenas in the leg. After treatment at a hospital, Arenas was arrested and faces complaints, including attempted robbery and burglary. Investigation continues. Elsewhere, investigators are examining whether fentanyl smuggled into the Oklahoma County Detention Center may be connected to the July 7th death of inmate Dancing Feathers Whitecrow. Court documents allege inmate Taya Pixley concealed contraband during booking. Officials haven't confirmed an exact cause of White Crow's death, and the investigation remains ongoing. Governor Kevin Stitt has officially named State Chief Financial Officer Aaron Morris as interim director of the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. Morris previously served as the agency's chief financial officer and brings more than two decades of experience to the new role. Stitt praised Morris for his leadership in government finance and accountability, with Morris set to lead the agency for the remainder of the governor's term. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most: your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of eight hot seat drawings, where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
You'll be seeing some protests of data centers this weekend. I will tell you who is behind those protests as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with humidity. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon. The high will reach 86. Tomorrow night will remain rather cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Looking ahead
ahead to Saturday, anticipate intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms, mainly late in the day. It'll be breezy with a high of 90. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Communism does not sound good in theory. The world it envisions for all of us is small, flat, gray, leveled of all exception, drained of all that is good and noble in the human soul. The world it envisions is a world without courage, a world without creativity or ambition, a world without heroes or glory or great causes to strive towards.
Marco Rubio ought to know his parents were Cuban. Well, we're from Cuba. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. And he's right. He's right. Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin were held up as some sort of paragon of social experimentation that was just misunderstood. Misunderstood geniuses. They weren't. They weren't. Karl Marx was a failed academic. And when he settled on his Das Kapital and was writing about how we need to equalize everything and make everybody equal, that way nobody's ahead of anybody. And he tried to base it on Aristotelian humanism, the philosopher Aristotle who likened and focused upon logic more than anything else, okay? Logic and intellect. So in an Aristotelian world, you would work in the job that was most logically suitable for you, whether you liked it or not. You would be paired with the person you would be that made the most sense that you be paired with, so that your collective intellect would complement each other, regardless of whether or not you were in love, regardless of whether or not you even liked each other. In Aristotelian humanism, there is no God because we are all connected by our collective intellect and our intellectual contributions to mankind are how we benefit one another. All right, and all of that sounds very you can take all that and you can stick it in a Star Trek episode and sit there and say, "Oh, isn't that great?" But you forget one crucial thing, and that is human nature. And human nature is to strive for self-improvement, to strive to better your current situation. And if you remove the ability or even the encouragement to do that, you're relegating humankind to a life of nothing more than obscurity, and a life of nothing more than what you got to do to get by, so that everybody is equally miserable. Everybody, nobody gets ahead of anybody. For if you don't have to strive to get better, then you don't. That's what has always puzzled me about people who, oh, communism's just right, we just hadn't been tried right. It's been tried all over in all kinds of different ways, and it's still a failure, and it's a failure because it completely ignores human nature. Human nature is that you look out for yourself. Human nature is that you strive to better your situation. That's what human nature is. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, socialism, communism, they're the same thing, really.
Yeah.
They tried it 2,000 years ago, and people don't notice it, but in the second and fourth chapter of Acts in the Bible, the early Christian church all had everything in common and shared it to each according to his need.
Mm-hmm.
And what the failure isn't recorded because the Romans prevented the failure by persecuting and scattering the church all over before it could fail. But when you look at it, you'll see that they say from time to time, the believers sold the properties they own in order to have money for those in need.
Yeah.
But what would have happened when they ran out of properties to sell?
Well, the same thing happened in early colonial America. I mean,
the Pilgrims.
Yeah, the Pilgrims, the Puritans. That's exactly what they tried, and it didn't work because and what happened? People started making up stories about witchcraft so that they could acquire the property that they coveted.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. That's why there were witch trials, okay? That's what, it's witchcraft. That guy, I know he has witchcraft. And then they would be arrested for witchcraft. They'd be thrown in jail until they could go into trial. And whoever accused them usually got the property. Yeah. So if they had, say, 6 acres, now they had 12 or 13, and they could double their productivity for themselves. Oh, but they were just so holy, those Puritans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Would never do anything selfish. Never, ever, ever, ever. Yeah.
It's just, as you said, you know, that's 400 years ago, but
yeah.
Go back 2,000 years at least has been tried. In fact, it probably predates that in some places. Mm-hmm. We don't have good records of it.
Well, you can find it in Exodus. When Moses and the Israelites were wandering, and they had a good crop year, and they were trying to figure out how to best distribute the crops, they put everything in one silo. And then the idea was that everyone was going to be allowed to have a certain amount of grain from that silo. And they ran out of grain before they ran out of people. Now, how did that happen if everything was supposed to be equal? How did that happen?
Because when there was no need for you to work,
right,
to grow your own grain,
right,
you can grow your own grain.
Plus, they were overrun by snakes. I don't know if you remember that story.
They were overrun
by snakes. And the snakes would bite people, and they would die. And that's when Moses brought upon all the bronze, and they made the big cross with the snake on it. And if you went to that bronze with the snake on it, if the snakes bit you, you wouldn't die. Well, I'm sitting there, even as a child, thinking the reason there were snakes is because there must have been mice or some kind of rodent for the snakes to eat. And the reason there were mice and rodents for the snakes to eat is because there was grain all over the place. So people were not storing that grain like they should have. At the age of 12, I figured that out.
I actually looked up how ancient granaries worked, and the ones that really worked were that worked the best and kept the rodents out the best were the ones that used within the granary ceramic vessels that were sealed
for
the grain.
That makes sense to me. Makes a lot of sense. Now, when you're wandering in the desert, I don't know if you have time to put together a granary with a ceramic. I don't know if you can, you know, I don't know. Ceramic, from what I understand, takes a kiln, and a kiln takes fuel, and I don't know what kind of fuel you're going to find out in the desert when you're wandering around following this guy named Moses. But no, I'm not trying to be critical of Christianity or biblical history, but I am just trying to say that, even as a child, I figured these things out because I grew up in the country where, all right, we had to keep our horse feed in a galvanized trash can with a tight lid on it. Why? So the mice wouldn't get it. And if the mice got it, then you'd find a barn full of snakes, and they could be non-poisonous or poisonous. Either way, you got snakes. So.
And it's that whole, my mom likes to feed the birds. And
yeah.
She keeps the bird feed in a galvanized trash can with a lid because if she doesn't, mice.
Or the raccoons, worse.
Yeah,
the raccoons are like the homeless of the rodent world. They show up, eat everything, and then they start banging on your door because they want more.
Yeah, but they're cute, unlike rats.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Good conversation.
Thank you, Lee. Take care.
All right. I'm Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I know I'm going to hear from a biblical scholar. You got that story all wrong. Okay. I don't have it in front of me, but I remember sitting in the pew, hearing the story, and the light going on. Those Israelites weren't very good at storing their grain because that's the only reason you would have had snakes all over the place. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Andrew writes, Lee, you said yesterday inflation was down again. Inflation is down compared to what and when? I do believe inflation is still up, perhaps not as up as it has been, but to say inflation is down is misleading. In fact, to say it is up is misleading. Both are incomplete sentences. Andrew, you were not listening, okay? How many times do I say, listen? If you can't listen, keep up. If you can't keep up, take notes. I said, inflation is down month over month and year over year. I always trend when I look at statistics like this. I don't look at day over day. First of all, they don't measure inflation that way, okay? They measure it quarter to quarter, month to month, and then year over year. Now, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it seems like it was something like down 0.4 June to July. And it seems like year over year, it was down 3.4 to 1.4, something along those lines. It was a significant drop in inflation. And then I said, why? So I told you what, I told you when, and Andrew, I even said why. And the reason why was that fuel prices were down. Fuel prices are the number one spark. I didn't want to say fuel prices are the number one fuel of inflation, but that could be accurate too. If fuel prices are up, the cost to do everything else is up. The cost for you to drive to your own job is up. The cost for a package to be delivered to you is up. The cost of something to be shipped is up. The cost of you traveling is up. The cost of a good or service to be transferred to a store or wherever you receive that good or service is up. Do you see where the cost of fuel is equally exclusive, not mutually, but equally exclusive to the rate of inflation? Now, you, Andrew, and a couple of other people are telling me, well, the prices are going up, haven't you seen? We're not talking, when you look at 2020 and 2021 to now, we're not paying the same amount we were paying for a dozen eggs.
Well, that's not fair. There was a bird flu.
Well, okay. Well, I don't care why the reason is. Inflation is down.
Well, you can't sit there and say that it's Trump who's did it.
Why not? Trump is doing everything in his power to keep fuel prices low. He's got the entire world knocking on Oklahoma's door for fuel. Not Oklahoma, but America. And a lot of it comes from Oklahoma. So we are a net exporter of fuel, thanks to Trump. The Biden administration and the Obama administration, they were still hung up on green energy, green energy, green energy. Now, I'm not going to sit here. I believe that Obama is an intelligent man. He was intelligent enough to get through law school. He was intelligent enough to be president and to make some reasonable decisions. I disagreed with him, but they were reasonable in the 8 years that he was president. I do not sit here and tell you that he was for green energy because he believed all that Bravo Sierra that the greenies were putting out. He didn't do that because he thought it really was going to be a better way to do it. He didn't do that because he thought we were all going to fry in the next 10 years or freeze in the next 10 years, whatever the case may be. He was paying back the lobbies that helped finance his campaign. And it was the same with the Biden administration. Although Biden was his head was scrambled eggs. If you stuck a Q-tip in Joe Biden's ear, scrambled eggs would come out, okay? Because that's what was inside his head, scrambled eggs. He didn't know what he was doing. He was doing what he was told to do by his staff and his chief of staff, who probably were being coached by Obama. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, this is Ron in Oklahoma City.
Hello, Ron. Good to hear from you, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing about scrambled eggs.
Yeah. I almost said oatmeal, but I thought scrambled eggs, you know, human brains look more like scrambled eggs than they do oatmeal. All right. Are you still there? Ron, if you're in Oklahoma City, you're in a bad part of Oklahoma City. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. So anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I called earlier this week and spoke to you, and I said to you that I thought the 20% fee for sending chips through the Strait of Hormuz would be frowned upon.
Yes. You and I did talk about that. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm convinced that President Trump listens to your show, and he listens to both of us, and, you know, and immediately the next day.
Yes, you know, I thought about you, Ron. I thought about you when I read that he's given up on the 20%.
Yeah, I just hadn't had a chance to call back and say anything to you about it. But, yeah, I'm convinced he listens to your show, and that you and I, we have... We have made our mark.
Well, that very well may be, and optimistically, I'm going to keep that in mind, Ron. Here's a subtext that I think's going on. If you'll recall, one of the things I brought up when you and I were talking about it was, all right, you know, Trump sometimes is playing, he's playing some moves that are off the chessboard that none of us can see. And I think what he was doing was, once again, it's the art of the deal. He was threatening that 20%, and then the Gulf states decided, oh, we don't want to pay that. Huh, what can we give Trump that he will get rid of that 20%? And they came back and said, how about we invest 20% in American manufacturing? Would you remove that if we did that? And he said, sure. And so that deal was cut, and then Trump went back into the executive washroom of the White House and said to him, patting himself on the back, that's what I wanted in the first place, but they wouldn't do it. Now they're going to do it.
Yeah. You make them think it's their idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, doesn't have a problem. He doesn't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, when I first heard it, I thought, oh my, well, that's going to have some negative connotations and that sort of thing. But you're absolutely right. I mean, he does that a lot. He asks for the moon. And
he gets everybody freaked out. Everybody gets freaked out. But you know what they're doing? They're paying attention. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. How can we do that? How can we get around this? Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll come back with a counteroffer. And that'll get the bear out of here. And sure enough, and then he says, that's what I wanted anyway.
Yeah, he did the same thing with tariffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and he's backed off on some of those tariffs and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know?
And everybody say, I had a lot of people write in, Ron, yesterday and the day before. Oh, here we go again. Taco. Trump always caves or chickens out. Trump always chickens out. I thought, no, he's not chickening out. He forced them to figure out what a better deal was, and they took that deal, and the deal was what he wanted in the first place.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
You and I will collectively collect the Nobel Prize for Economics, okay?
That's right.
All right. I'd like to accept this award on behalf of myself and my good friend Ron. Thank you, Ron. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. I mentioned it before, and Trump used to always do this when it came to real estate. I don't know if you remember this, but Trump wanted to build a Trump Tower in Washington, D.C. And he wanted it in the heart of Washington, D.C. And he went in to where some of the government buildings were being they were either being sold or they were being put up for lease. And he went into the section of Washington, D.C. and saw a building that he wanted. And it was the old Postmaster General's office, the head of the post office. And that building was being vacated and they were going to lease it out section by section. And he said, forget that. I want to buy it. Well, he didn't say he wanted to buy that. He said he wanted to buy that and the rest of the block. And everybody in D.C. was, oh, no, he can't do that. Look, here, we'll let you have these two buildings. And he said, no, I don't want those two buildings. I want these three buildings. Oh, no, you can't have that. What about this one building? We'll let you have this one building, the Postmaster General's office. You can have that building and make that into your Trump Towers. And he said, okay, yeah, I'll take it. That's the one he wanted. That was the one he wanted. And that has become Trump Towers, Washington, D.C. You still see a statue of Benjamin Franklin out front. He didn't change that. It's still known as the old Postmaster General's office that was where the post office was. But the post office has since moved into a nice, bigger, more modern building. And he's just down the street from the White House, by the way. 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I see that they're estimating a cost of living adjustment might be coming for Social Security. But if you were not born in 1961, that doesn't mean much to you. If you were, not only does that mean something to you, but signing up for Medicare means something to you. And you've probably been pestered by all the phone calls and the emails and the texts and even the snail mails. That's where the well-preserved advisory group comes in, 405-848-5790. One phone call. They'll come out, have a cup of coffee, go over everything with you, and then make sure you are signed up. And if there are some blanks, because that's the unpleasant surprise a lot of people run into when they sign up for Medicare. What? It doesn't cover that? Why not? They will be able to fill in those blanks. Well-preserved advisory group. They'll put a plan together that works for you with one phone call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Question, what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer, new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer, VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com. Or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty. John Vance
Auto Group. The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Into a historic military success in Iran, and you want to call it a defeat. And it's defeatist Democrats like you that cloud the mind of the American people and would otherwise fully support preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
That's Pete Hegseth not taking any Bravo Sierra from Senator Blumenthal, who was trying to make it sound like we're getting our butts kicked in Iran, that we're wasting ammunition in Iran, and that there's no victory to be had in Iran. He was not going to have any of it. From Senator Blumenthal. Love Pete Hegseth, and I'm way over time, but we've got more to chat about coming up.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Authorities have identified the victim of a drowning Tuesday at Longmire Lake near Paul's Valley. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to outline new efforts to disrupt terrorist financing during remarks at a State Department summit. According to the Treasury Department, the strategy includes targeting illicit funding networks and preventing abuse of charitable organizations. The summit brings together representatives from more than 70 countries to discuss international security cooperation. The aunt of the teen who died after being thrown from a horse-drawn carriage in Central Park tells the city council that no family should ever have to go through this again.
At a public hearing that lasted 6 hours, Ramanj Mahajan's aunt begged the city council to pass proposed legislation that would ban the horses permanently.
It's time now to pass the law and not let anyone in this world suffer what our nephew Ramanj suffered.
The bill would phase out the longtime horse carriage industry in New York City by June of 2028. Those in favor of the bill testify they're concerned about safety. The union representing carriage drivers opposes the bill, telling the council the tragedy is being exploited and wants safety changes instead. In New York, I'm Lisa Salvati.
Dave Kendall, the creator and former host of the MTV show 120 Minutes, has died at the age of 68.
It won't be the greatest 120 minutes of your life, but it'll be up there.
MTV alum and former 120 Minutes host Matt Pinfield revealed the news on Tuesday. Pinfield wrote in a tribute post on Instagram, Dave was one of the true believers, adding, he gave a home to music that deserved to be heard. The British-born Kendall joined MTV as a producer and pitched the network a program for underground sounds largely ignored by corporate rock radio. 120 Minutes first aired on March 10, 1986, and Kendall later served as its host from 1989 through 1992. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The Blue Angels are...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Authorities have identified the victim of a drowning that occurred Tuesday at Longmire Lake near Paul's Valley. That's 42-year-old Emmett Matthews, who police say went underwater while swimming and didn't resurface. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. Oklahoma Attorney General Gendner Drummond says more than 78,000 Oklahomans were affected by a 2023 data breach involving 23andMe. A multi-state settlement will now provide about $276,000 to affected Oklahoma consumers. Hackers accessed personal and genetic information belonging to customers. The settlement comes as the company moves through bankruptcy proceedings. Customers are encouraged to review their privacy settings moving forward. Well, leaders of Habitation Church near Turley are seeking help after months of illegal dumping, vandalism, and break-ins at the property. Church officials say thieves have stolen equipment and left large amounts of trash and debris on the property, with the damage forcing the congregation to move services online. Church leaders are asking for volunteers and donations to help restore the site, and they're hoping to reopen for in-person worship again soon. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain, whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica. You deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Oklahoma Department of Transportation is doing something unusual, asking for the public's input on something.
Yeah, more on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, and I'm Lee Matthews with the drive.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with humidity. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon. The high will reach 86. Tomorrow night will remain rather cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms, mainly late in the day. It'll be breezy with a high of 90. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsay said all.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Because I voted for them.
Not last week.
I would never do to them what you've done to this.
Not yesterday.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world.
Keep up with what's happening.
The Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson.
Now.
Nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy.
With the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, I don't know what I did with it. I've been looking all over for it, and I can't find it. But okay. Hate it when that happens, don't you?
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.
I'm shocked,
Yeah, okay, that doesn't go there. That goes there. All right.
All right. You know, you don't want to know what's going on behind the scenes here, so I'm not going to bore you with it. Anyway, I was going to come up with a clever little theme song for this thing. Anyway, okay, here we go. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com to join in the conversation. A lot to chat about so far. When Cindy Bird goes looking for something, she finds it. What do you think of her audit of the city of Washington, Oklahoma, misappropriating about $1 million? $100,000 I can see. $1,000 I can see. $1 million? Locking the clock. Many who want to lock the clock say, why do we do this to ourselves every year? Many who are opponents say, well, it's going to put too much darkness in the beginning of the day. What do you think? The House has voted on it. Here's the deal. The Senate has to vote on it to send it to the president's desk. President Trump said he will sign it. But here's the deal. It's not looking like the Senate is even going to vote on it. And I don't know why. But they haven't set a date to vote on it or to debate it or anything. And then there's scuttlebutt that there's not a lot of support for it in the Senate. Why? Data center protests are coming. I'll tell you why and from whom. Also, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. LMatthews@freedom969.com. Okay, I'm just going to have to do this without my cutesy little bed that I normally play. This is just too good. Chuck Schumer dodges questions after a bombshell report the Democrat senator had relationships with House staffers, whatever that means.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you?
You mean the very Chuck Schumer that was giving Judge Kavanaugh the hardest time about not knowing how to keep his pants zipped may very well have been the type of person who couldn't keep his pants zipped?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you?
All right, all right.
So now he very well may have had relationships with staffers. Well, it looks like somewhere along the line, they needed to teach him how to cook a hamburger. Because he sure as hell didn't know how to do that. If you ever saw those pictures. What was it, I believe it was last Memorial Day? Yeah, we're barbecuing hamburgers here, yeah. And you saw these raw hamburgers on a cold grill with a piece of cheese on the raw meat. It's not how it's done, big fella. Also, Zoran Mandami is starting a feeding frenzy and facing criticism online over a news conference where a local housing advocate claimed evicting people for not paying their rent is a form of violence. Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea. All right. So we've got that to crunch on as well on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And the Department of Transportation is doing something unusual. It's asking for the public's input. That coming up and your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Tomorrow's the big day. I'll be broadcasting live on location at H&H Shooting Sports. Love for you to come by and pick up one of these because I got some goodies to give away. And one of them is a sample of Manheim Steamrollers America 250 gift pack, which includes a digital download of American Spirit, Manheim Steamrollers' stunning musical tribute to America, a musical celebration of country and the people that make our money great, Manheim's version of patriotic classics like Battle Hymn, Star Spangled Banner, also includes C.W. McCall's Convoy and Wolf Creek Pass. And if you're a fan of Fresh Air Christmas and music of Manheim Steamroller, you'll love the music included in American Spirit. Also, some copies of the United States Constitution. So that's quite important, along with the Second Amendment that H&H Shooting Sports is so tied into. It's their summer expo, and it's going on tomorrow and Saturday. I'll be there. Factory reps from top brands will be there. Chance for you to try before you buy and save huge on store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and the special event only offers throughout the weekend at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. I'm broadcasting 4 to 7 tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
the way you work it. No
diggity. Preview 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Cloudy, 60% chance of rain, low 71. Cloudy and a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, high 86. Low tomorrow night, 73. Into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high 90. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and a high of 92. 86 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and David writes, as far as Trump giving up his 20% fee on ships on the Hormuz Strait, once again, taco, Trump always chickens out when it comes to shaking down oil companies in the Gulf. David, I disagree. I'm convinced that Trump was trying to get the attention of the Gulf states so that they would pay for some of this security. So he was going to inflict a 20% toll on them to get their oil out of the Persian Gulf. They then came back and said, hey, how about we invest 20% in American businesses? And that's when Trump said, yeah, sure, like that better. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Sorry, David, I disagree with you on that, but there we are. Humans First, chaired by former Tea Party leader Amy Kremer, is helping to lead demonstrations nationwide this coming Saturday. The organization is calling for the protests to pressure local, state, and federal politicians to take action against AI data centers. Protect our hometowns, our wallets, and our way of life, she said. And to end corporate welfare, sweetheart deals, and taxpayer bailouts. An organizer took from Humans First points out that common arguments against the growing AI industry include tax breaks for data centers, increases to power bills, and AI's threat to youth mental health and American jobs. As of yesterday, Humans First reports that there were 120 protests planned across 37 states. As for set for Saturday, that includes Texas, 18, 12 in Florida, and 8 each night in California and Georgia. Other states with at least one protest scheduled include Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Northern Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Humans First notes that it does not support a national data center moratorium or even state moratoria, but each community must be able to decide what sort of life they want for themselves and whether or not to have a data center built in them. And I agree. And that does exist now without your stupid protests. When it doesn't stop is 20,000 people in a particular community wanting a data center and supporting it, and maybe 1,000 people not wanting the data center and not supporting it. It doesn't stop that 20,000 from getting the data center, because that is how our republic works. Presumably, the 20,000 would have more influence over the local city council or county council or whatever it is, whoever it is making the decision, than the 1,000. That's the way it works. It is not mob rule. Well, we're just going to storm the city council and smash everything until they give us our way. That's not how it works. That is the biggest threat to democracy. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I am going to be broadcasting live on location tomorrow from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Hope you'll stop by and say howdy. Take a selfie with me. I'd like to have a selfie taken with you and enjoy the H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. They're going to have tables and booths set up. They're going to have all kinds of manufacturers out
with their new products, to talk to you and answer your questions. You'll also have a chance to try some of these new firearms on the indoor range. It's all tomorrow and Saturday at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, it's Marie.
Hi, Marie, and you are where?
All right, now I'm in Oklahoma County.
All right, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I've called in a couple of times, and on these data center things, you know, one of the things I've learned over the last few years is your own fellow citizens are possibly the biggest threat to your constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
And now I support the data centers to a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the evil technology, but I do think it can, in the wrong hands, be used in a bad way. My biggest concern is we're calling people that have questions that are not being answered. And let's face it, it could have been marketed different to get it out to the citizens and get their questions answered. Their concerns, especially going on the last 6 years of what's been going on. But, you know, one of the things yesterday, you had a gentleman caller call in, and evidently he worked in the medical field with the AI stuff. And his solution was to deny fellow citizens that were opposing this because they wanted their questions answered, medical care. And I honestly, I felt like it was applauded, you know, by both people on that call. And these are the concerns. You know, I know literally you can't do something like that, but let's be reminded about 5 years ago when we were denied the choice of medicine for the situation that we were having. And no, you and I discussed this many times.
And I was not one that was applauding that we deny health care from anybody. To me, that is as extreme as someone saying, well, I don't want artificial intelligence because they're going to be monitoring me and putting it in my brain and all that. No, okay, so
but, Lee, it's a growing mindset. And to me, this mindset of these individuals, these citizens, are no different than the communists or the socialists that we're battling against. These taxpayers are paying the taxes for this. They have a right to get their questions answered.
I agree.
And I do think your cause is having problems, or even Trump wouldn't have came out and made the announcements and pushed on his side, because I don't think you're getting, I think you're getting more people saying, no, wait a minute here. And,
I don't think it's because of the data centers per se, and I don't think it's because of the water issues or the power issues. I think it's the just the same people who did not want these turbines in the lot next to their neighborhood don't want a data center in the lot next to their neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Well,
just
I
because
I
they don't
agree.
Want them there.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's also that person that owns that property. As long as it's constitutionally valid to have that, you know, for them to be selling that property to it, I don't think the neighbor should oppose them of selling their property to whatever, you know, entity that they want to sell it to as well. We're just denying each other our constitutional rights all the way around in this topic, it seems like. We're shutting each other down and...
I bring up the nuclear parallel to this. I mean, when nuclear energy was starting to be developed, people were hysterical. Oh, my God, it's going to blow up. It's going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. We're all going to die. We must not be hysterical. We must be guarded. And, yes, we need to be careful. But we must not be hysterical, because this is not going anywhere. We're going to get more and more and more of this.
And again, one more point to this. I think if we, you know, Trump always talks about the 14th Amendment and how we have to go back and change this one part. And I kind of feel like, and many others in, you know, in the group feel like, you know, when they gave us our rights in that, it names it in the 14th Amendment, that they did not give us our grievances. And I know it says it in the beginning part of the Constitution that we have rights and we have the right for the grievances, but they did not list it in the 14th Amendment. And so if we don't have checks and balances where the citizens can actually do the due diligence and do the research so that we can report to each other, then there's no trust, because we don't have any grounds to do our due diligence in the system we currently live in. So I think once that gets addressed, or if that could be addressed, then more citizens would be more comfortable in this type of stuff, because they'd be able to access the information and get around things and figure this stuff out. But when you've got people signing non-disclosures, you know, so you can't tell the citizens who are actually paying for it. No, I mean, I can't believe politicians would even do something like that and not expect to get in trouble. So I'll let you go. Well, I appreciate.
Yeah, and a lot of them are looking at the tax basis, too. That's what they're looking at. They're look at all the taxes that this is going to bring in.
Yeah, well, don't screw me out of my constitutional rights because you want the tax basis. That's all I got to say to that politician.
Yes.
But thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marie, for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. When you do business, it is important to do business with a family-oriented business. And when I say family-oriented business, I don't mean like...
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
No, I mean old-fashioned family-oriented business like what you'll find in El Reno at Frontier Auto Group. It's Lee Matthews. Yeah, they've been family-owned and operated since 1936, since they built their first dealership right there on Route 66 in El Reno. Now, you're saying, El Reno, I don't want to drive all the way. It's not that far, okay? It's just minutes from Oklahoma City. In fact, you can see the Devon Tower from their showroom and wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. A wide variety of automobiles? Yes, they do. Whether it's Chevrolet or Ram or Chrysler or Jeep, they've got a lot of them. And they also are the trusted franchise dealer since 1936 to help continue to support you by checking your vehicle for check engine lights, low tire pressure lights, weak batteries, weak air conditioning, all of that they take care of at Frontier Auto Group. Check out the family atmosphere of Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotors.net, the website, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
96.9, accurate weather forecast, cloudy skies tonight, low 71 with a 60% chance of rain. 60% chance of rain tomorrow, high 86. Low tomorrow night, 73 for a low. And then Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high 90. Sunday, 20% chance of rain, high 92. 86 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Tony in Midwest City, hi, what you got?
Hey, Lee, I haven't done my research on the data centers at all, but I know that there is a lot of talk about building new buildings and all this, but there are so many empty buildings around the city.
Mm-hmm.
Why could they not look into those and completely revamp those? A lot of them are in commercial areas. Industrial areas. Why is that not a possibility?
I think some already are. We do have data centers in Oklahoma and we do have some in the middle of town. I think depending upon who wants to build this data center and for what purpose the data center that I know of the biggest one is out in Pryor, Oklahoma in the east, and it is huge. It's bigger than anything. It looks like an Amazon distribution center. It's big. It's huge. So a lot of them need to be really, really big. I don't think they can build them multi-story because of the heat issue. They usually like to be next to a large power source, whether that's a substation or an actual power plant itself, and near a water source. So whether that's a water tower or whatever. But beyond that, there is really no reason why they can't be in some of these big buildings and these vacant malls that we're starting to see pop up.
Right. I mean, there's one in Midwest City, and I think that they're about to start tearing it down.
Yeah.
But, it would be a great...
That's a lot of square footage. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes good use of the space.
Sure does.
No, but So, anyway,
just
a thought.
Not a bad idea, Tony. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to announce new measures targeting terrorist financing at an international security summit in Washington. Britain is urging residents to stockpile basic supplies as officials prepare for cyber, weather, and other potential emergencies. According to Western folklore, if you have an itchy right hand, that suggests incoming money. So let's hope it itches a lot.
After 34 draws, the Mega Millions has rolled over again. Friday's jackpot estimated to be $672 million. The mathematical odds of winning that jackpot are really small, about 1 in 290 million. But when you buy that $5 ticket, you're really buying the dream. Quitting your job, buying a house, buying a new car, something fancy, and a couple of trips. First class, of course. The drawing is Friday at 8 p.m. I'm Bree Tennant.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. We had a client who was stopped at a red light, doing everything right. Out of nowhere, a driver slammed into her from behind at full speed. No brakes, no swerve, nothing. When we dug into the case, we found out why. Phone records show that the driver was mid-text at the exact moment of impact. Didn't even see the light. Didn't see her. Our client walked away with injuries that changed her daily life. Chronic pain, surgeries, months of recovery, and the other side still tried to minimize it. We didn't let them. We took those phone records, told her story, and made sure that driver and their insurance company were held fully accountable. A split second of distraction can destroy a life. We made sure there are consequences. Call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Authorities have identified the victim of a drowning that occurred Tuesday at Longmire Lake near Paul's Valley. That's 42-year-old Emmett Matthews, who police say went underwater while swimming and didn't resurface. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond says more than 78,000 Oklahomans were affected by a 2023 data breach involving 23andMe. A multi-state settlement will now provide about $276,000 to affected Oklahoma consumers. Hackers accessed personal and genetic information belonging to customers. The settlement comes as the company moves through bankruptcy proceedings. Customers are encouraged to review their privacy settings moving forward. Well, leaders of Habitation Church near Turley are seeking help after months of illegal dumping, vandalism, and break-ins at the property. Church officials say thieves have stolen equipment and left large amounts of trash and debris on the property, with the damage forcing the congregation to move services online. Church leaders are asking for volunteers and donations to help restore the site, and they're hoping to reopen for in-person worship again soon. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the
Knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Does the grass in the World Cup soccer games look familiar? They should. It comes from Oklahoma. I'll explain as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with humidity. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon. The high will reach 86. Tomorrow night will remain rather cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms. Mainly late in the day, it'll be breezy with a high of 90. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's 10th Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. All right, so I didn't really have the story completely straight from about 20 minutes ago. It wasn't Chuck Schumer that was being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with staff members of the House. It was Senator Ruben Gallego, Democrat, of Arizona, allegedly engaged in sexual relationships with at least two Democrat House staffers who did not work for him while he was a member of the House. According to House rules, members are not barred from having relationships with staffers who work outside of their office. But it does lend an air of hypocrisy when your party was the one that was hammering Judge Kavanaugh for allegations he had an inappropriate relationship when he was in college. Yeah. All right. Got that fixed on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews with Paul in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, sir. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I just had a follow-up question on the data center.
Uh-huh.
Well, when the nuclear thing was a big, you know, kerfluffle in the 70s, I didn't buy it, dude. I'm a practical guy. I'm like, well, if it gives us cheap energy, why not?
Sure.
So I feel the same way now. My only question is, I haven't heard any real tangible cost on energy, and coming from a drought-stricken state of California, they take an awful lot of water. What does that affect on people on fixed incomes, on their utility rates going up? Is there any data on that?
Well, the data that I've seen, and I haven't seen a total amount of water that is used, but I do know that most of the modern data centers recycle their water. So they will initially need a certain amount of water, but once they run it through the system to keep their servers cool, then it'll go out to an oxidation pond and be aerated, and then it'll be used again. Much like the coal-fired power plants use water to make steam. The steam turns turbines. The turbines make the electricity. When they cool the steam, they send it out to an oxidation pond, reoxidate the water, and recycle the whole process again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And the energy cost?
That I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's going to need a certain amount of power, and some of them actually underwrite their own power with generators. But then there's the complaint that those generators are diesel generators. They're big and they're noisy. Like a locomotive, a train locomotive.
Oh. Okay, we've got plenty of open space out here.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem with anybody, really. So it's more of an ideological problem.
I think it is. I think it's more ideological than a reality. I think it's also, the fear of something more than the actual reality of it. Now, they are working on better ways to provide energy for themselves. It's not ready yet, but there will come a time when they will be able to use a small nuclear generator to power themselves.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right, then.
But, I sit back and say, in certain cases, we can't wait for that development. Otherwise, the technology will pass us by. And all the other states will have these, and we won't. And we won't be enjoying the benefits of them. So I get that you don't want it in your backyard any more than you want a wind turbine in your backyard. Okay, I get that. But I would feel better about a data center being in my backyard than a wind turbine, because the wind turbine is going nowhere. The data center is here forever. I'm afraid it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Great. Appreciate you cleaning that up for me.
All right. That's all I know right now, Paul, but thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma Department of Transportation's doing something unusual. Asking for the public's input? That coming up next on Freedom 96.9. I love some of the comments that I'm hearing from people who are coming over to watch the World Cup soccer tournament and how much they love the United States, because in the United States they say everything is so easy. That is, until you have to do something with the government, because nobody can make something so easy, so complicated, like the United States government. And one case in point is Medicare. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts. Well, don't be confused, and don't let the government try to confuse you any more than you already are. Make one phone call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It's the best call you'll make if you are new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, even if you're not a World Cup soccer fan. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, calling for cloudy skies, 60% chance of rain tonight, low 71. Cloudy, 60% chance of rain tomorrow, high 86. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Into Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high of 90. Sunday, 20% chance of rain, high of 92. It's 86 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma Department of Transportation is updating its Oklahoma Mobility Plan, a statewide effort aimed at strengthening public transit services and improving access to safe, reliable, and coordinated transportation across Oklahoma. The plan will elevate the current transit network, identify transportation and funding gaps, and develop recommendations to improve service in urban, rural, and tribal communities. ODOT is encouraging residents to help shape the plan by participating in public outreach efforts throughout the process. The updated Oklahoma Mobility Plan will examine existing public transit services across the state and identify areas where improvements are needed. Recommendations could include increasing service frequency, improving reliability, and addressing transportation needs in communities that have limited transit options. ODOT plans to engage residents, community organizations, transit providers, and businesses, tribal governments, and other stakeholders through public meetings and outreach activities. That's not like them. What's gotten into ODOT? Usually they just do what they want, to hell with everybody else. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. J.D. in Tecumseh, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
I've been reading a little bit about the Google data center that's up in Pryor.
Yeah.
And I'm really afraid that many of our communities are missing a grand opportunity. They provide so much tax revenue for that.
Yeah, they're paying their teachers there an insane amount of money. They're paying their teacher. Their teachers got in the public schools there in, what is that, Mays County? I think it's Mays County. Anyway, Rogers County. Either Rogers or Mays County, one of those. Anyway, their teachers got a bonus that was more than they make annually.
Yeah.
And it came from tax revenue. Yeah.
Yeah, one of two districts that pay above the state scale.
Yeah.
But I was reading that they take their water from the Neosho River,
mm-hmm.
use it multiple times, filter it, and then send it back to the river cleaner than they got it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. They probably lose some through evaporation, but, I mean, it's not like they're not being responsible about it. And that data center's been there, what, a decade?
Oh, it's been there a good while, and they are expanding it. And
right.
If you drive by, the Mid-America power plant is right there, too. It's a coal burning, and I think they do the same thing, except maybe they take their water out of the Grand River. I don't know, because the Grand River's right there.
Mid-America, the industrial park there, they're mm-hmm. the ones who provide the power, and it was designed specifically for powering the industry in the area.
Yes.
So it's like none of the other people around there that live around there are taking a hit on their power bill. No one's losing water in the water table.
And in all fairness, that's Amish country, so they don't have as many electrical customers, residential customers, as they normally would. But that Mid-America power plant basically supplies all of eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, huge.
On top of the data center and price. Yeah.
Well, that was it. I just didn't know if people had read about that or not. I'm just afraid some of these communities are really going to miss out on huge tax revenue for their counties and for their cities. I would love to have one.
Well, and if you drive over that way, all right, between Inola and Pryor, there are two really nice neighborhoods with people that have nice houses with a decent sized yard. Some of them have their little toy shed with their motorhome in it. And I gotta believe that anybody who lives out in the middle of nowhere, Mays County, Oklahoma, like that, is probably working at the data center. Because that's where they're getting that income.
Yeah.
So all of that property has gone up in value. And, there's. You drive through Pryor. The roads are mm-hmm. nice. Couple decent pizza joints in Pryor, little old Pryor, Oklahoma. So
little old Pryor. It's a good deal. Yeah. Anyways, love the show, Lee. Thanks right. a lot.
Thank you for listening and for joining in, JD, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. That's an example of how well it's done. Now, again, one of the reasons Google built out there is because of the proximity to the power plant. There will be less interruptions in power if you are closer to the power plant. Number two, it's right smack dab in the middle of the country. So all the data that's being processed there, half of it comes from one half of the country, and the other half comes from the other half of the country. Number three, the property was cheap. And number four, the resources they needed were there, and they haven't hurt anybody else's resources. And now number five, we're seeing the tax revenue being generated in that county is such that that school district is one of the two school districts in the state that pay above what everybody else pays. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's just an argument on the positive side. It's just an argument that says we don't need to be hysterical about this. 405-608-4377. Ken writes, Lee, did you see police immediately dispersed the latest teen takeover by firing job applications into the crowd of teens? Yep, that'll break it up right quick. Jackie writes, is maintaining our leadership in the world with artificial intelligence critical to our national defense? Yes, it is, Jackie. Just about every weapon that's being used in Iran that is not costing an American life because it is being operated remotely is utilizing artificial intelligence. Thanks for writing into L. Matthews at freedom969.com. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and Lee Matthews with the drive. Yesterday in the Matthews Mansion neighborhood, it rained on part of the neighborhood enough to make puddles, and it didn't, not a drop fell on the Matthews Mansion. I mean, we're at that time of the year where we have those spotty showers, and sometimes those spotty showers are severe enough to bring hail. So that means we're not out of the woods yet, which is why you need to keep this phone number handy. It's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, 405-877-7663. Now, here's what's happening. We have bad weather usually in the fall, then we get it again in the spring, and then we get it again in the fall. And if that encompasses 1 year, your insurance company may be reluctant to cover a replacement of your roof twice within a 6-month period or 8-month period, whatever it is. Well, that's where McRoof steps in and negotiates and talks things over with them, because they fortify roofs. That way, the next round of hail or wind or whatever it is, your roof will be more apt to not be damaged by that because of those fortifications. Here's the number, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, and saving lives, protecting property, fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery,
Visit okidokibakery.com.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy, Tyler Robinson, caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, cloudy skies, 60% chance of rain tonight, low 71. Cloudy tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, high 86. Tomorrow night, 73 for a low, down to, up to 94 Saturday's high, and a 30% chance of scattered showers. Sunday, 20% chance of scattered showers, and a high of 92. It is 86 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A piece of Oklahoma will be on display during the biggest game in soccer. The 2026 World Cup Final will be played on Bermuda grass developed by OSU researchers in Stillwater. Dr. Yankee Wu, a resident professor of plant breeding and genetics at Oklahoma State University, said he spent decades developing Bermuda grass varieties that are now used around the world. The global reach has put grass developed at OSU on some of the biggest stages in sports. Bermuda grass developed in Oklahoma State University's turf grass program has been featured at the Kentucky Derby, the World Cup, the Olympics, the PGA Championships, and the U.S. Capitol. Researchers said the program's global success comes from decades of research focused on improving turf quality, cold hardiness, and the ability of the grass to recover after heavy use. The success of OSU's turf grass program did not happen overnight. The breeding program started in 1986 after decades of grass research and genetic collection. Since then, researchers said they've developed grasses that can withstand heavy use, making them ideal for sports fields around the world. We're using genetic resources from many places around the world, he said, that large genetic diversity allows for improved grasses based on natural variation. He also said support for organizations like the U.S. Golf Association, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Oklahoma Agriculture Programs help to expand the research. The research will continue at OSU's new Turf Grass Research Center to help expand turf grass studies and to train the next generation of researchers in the industry. OSU researchers said while seeing the hard work on the grass stage is exciting, they're now focusing on developing new varieties of grass that will require less water and can better withstand drought. I'd love some of that on the Matthews lawn, the lawn of the Matthews Mansion. He said he's excited to help homeowners grow grasses that save a lot of water, and we'll try to develop varieties that save irrigation water and help them deal with drought and warming. For the professor, the future of turf grass isn't about major sports fields, but about creating grasses that can help people save water. And I'm all about that, too. So when you see, and if you are watching, the World Cup soccer games, the grasses on those fields were probably developed by Oklahoma State University. (laughs) 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, Terry writes, Lee, there is no need for a new rail system between Edmond and Norman. Tried before and failed. A waste of money. Terry, I agree. And the reason is that Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City Metro are not big enough to have serious traffic problems. Here's the other thing. Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City Metro don't have any geographical obstacles that are keeping them from continuing to grow on almost a perfect city grid. A city grid is everything runs north, south, east, west. So there's always an alternate route. There's no river running through town that interrupts anything. There's no mountain. There's no ridge line or hill that is disrupting the flow of traffic. It's our city is basically on a prairie, and we can continue to expand in a north, south, east, west direction. The roads will all be north, south, east, west, and therefore we won't have the big city traffic problems. That's just as simple.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma will no longer use Social Security benefits from foster kids for state costs. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The U.S. has disabled an oil tanker in the Arabian Sea.
U.S. Central Command announced Wednesday the unladen tanker was attempting to reach an Iranian port when an American fighter jet struck it with a missile. This is the first time that the U.S. has disabled a ship in the region since reimposing a naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this week. This comes as the U.S. launched more strikes against Iran on Wednesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Texas Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is criticizing federal immigration enforcement, saying ICE officers, not people in the local communities, are making neighborhoods less safe. Speaking on CNN, Crockett also accused Trump administration officials of prioritizing loyalty over the rule of law. Supporters of ICE argue the agency is protecting communities by targeting people in the country illegally. A former Marine running for Congress in Florida is facing backlash after saying President Trump is the Antichrist on a campaign video.
There is no doubt in my mind that the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is the Antichrist. He is a false messiah, and he is your enemy, and he must be killed.
William Upman's remarks have been condemned by the Marine Corps and criticized by political figures. A Camden, New Jersey man has been arrested and accused of working with someone else to burst into an elderly couple's home and assault them before stealing the couple's gold coins.
The Camden County Prosecutor's Office put out word that 32-year-old Jose Sanabrio was arrested last Wednesday the 8th after Collingswood police say they were called about a home invasion robbery around 3:30 a.m. May 31st. Now, officers say a couple in their 80s told them two men burst into their home, punched the husband, assaulted the wife, and put a bag over her head, and threatened both with a pocket-sized knife before leaving with $5,000 worth of gold coins. Police say they used surveillance video and cell phone data to tie Sanabria to the crime, but still looking for a second person. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Governor Kevin Stitt says Oklahoma will no longer use Social Security survivor benefits from foster children to help cover state costs. The change ends a practice critics called, quote, the orphan tax. Officials say those benefits will now remain available for the children they were intended to support. Oklahoma becomes the 30th state now to adopt a policy preserving the funds. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services is accepting applications for summer cooling assistance through the LIHEAP program. The program helps eligible households pay electric bills during the hottest months of the year.
Applications can be submitted online with proof of identity, income, and a recent utility bill. Eligibility is based on household size and income. Officials are encouraging residents who need help with cooling costs to apply soon. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is now accepting applications for its 77th Academy. Applications will be accepted through September 14th or until available positions are filled. Training is scheduled to begin in April of next year, with officials saying they're seeking qualified candidates interested in a career in law enforcement. Competitive pay is reportedly available for both recruits and experienced officers alike. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Two more arrests have been made in the Lake Arcadia shooting from a couple of weeks back, and yep, they're gang-related. But I'm not really allowed to tell you. Lee Matthews with more coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with humidity. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon. The high will reach 86. Tomorrow night will remain rather cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms. Mainly late in the day, it'll be breezy with a high of 90. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsay said all.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Because I voted for them.
Not last week.
I would never do to them what you've done to this.
Not yesterday.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world.
Keep up with what's happening.
The Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson.
Now.
Nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy.
With the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
All right, let's reset the scene. We've had a lot of conversation and, you know, the ebb and flow of conversation. It's like it is anywhere you go, whether you're at a dinner party or a backyard barbecue. You know, the conversation starts and then it continues and then it flows in different directions. But resetting the scene here on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. When Cindy Bird goes looking for something, she finds it. And when she went looking for fraud and misappropriation in the city of Washington, Oklahoma, a little town in McLean County, she found over $1 million. The question now is the city treasurer and manager going to be held accountable criminally? Locking the clock, the House of Representatives has voted to do so. It has to go to the Senate. But what we're learning now is there's many in the Senate that don't support the measure of keeping us on daylight savings time permanently, and that it might not even come up for debate in the Senate. I'll keep you posted. Data center protests. They are said to be happening this weekend, being put on by an organization nationwide that calls itself Humans Only. Sounds to me like one of their fears is that artificial intelligence will replace the human beings. There'll be no more human beings because artificial intelligence will take over. All right. There's a lot of reasons to be concerned, not hysterical, about artificial intelligence. That's not one of them. Artificial intelligence is here to stay, and human beings will keep it from getting out of control, just like human beings have kept nuclear energy from getting out of control, or even nuclear warfare from getting out of control, because God knows that probably was more probable than nuclear energy accidents causing more problems. And that is also dovetails into what I was talking about earlier, because the Marco Rubio was talking about communism earlier today, and he put it pretty succinctly.
Communism does not sound good in theory. The world it envisions for all of us is small, flat, gray, leveled of all exception, drained of all that is good and noble in the human soul. The world it envisions is a world without courage, a world without creativity or ambition, a world without heroes or glory or great causes to strive towards.
You'll remember that the United States was the first to develop a nuclear device. Granted, we were using it for a bomb, but it was later used because they saw the practicality of unlimited energy. And then who followed the United States? The Russians. But the Russians didn't start it because they were communist. And communism does not reward nor encourage thinking out of the box. It does not reward nor encourage excellence. It encourages and rewards you hear my index card file of a brain flipping through for the proper word? It encourages and rewards regularity. So that's why the Russians had to use stolen and borrowed technology from the United States to develop their nuclear program. Well, now we're kind of in the same race when it comes to artificial intelligence. The Chinese want to lead when it comes to artificial intelligence, and they don't care who they kill. They don't care who they displace. They don't care what scars they leave on the land nor environmental catastrophes they leave in their wake when they're digging up these materials that are necessary to produce the data centers, to produce the artificial intelligence. Yet somehow we're still out in front when it comes to artificial intelligence. So that's why I say we're going to need to be on board the artificial intelligence train, or we'll be under it. And that includes the data centers as well. Now, that doesn't mean I think that data centers and whether or not there's going to be one in or near your neighborhood should be, that ability should be taken away from you. You should have your voice. But what it does mean is when more people want the data center and you're not one of them, you'll either have to live with it or move. I think I've told you my sister is moving out of Colorado. And when she first said, we're moving out of Colorado, I said, you've lived there for almost 40 years. You love it there. You fell in love with Colorado when you moved there to go to grad school. What's going on that's making you all of a sudden not feel in love with it? She said, you just don't understand how it's been overrun with bureaucracy. It's been overrun with moderates, liberals. It's been overrun with people who don't respect the land. It's been overrun with people who are bringing in their blue sensibilities. And I just can't stand to see that happen to a lovely state like Colorado. So she's moving. That's what took them to move. And if you don't want a data center in your neighborhood and it comes, despite your best efforts, then you might need to look at moving. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we've got all that to talk about. Two more arrests have been made in the shooting at Lake Arcadia from a couple of weeks back. Gang-related. And I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, you are on the air. And what's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Lee down by Sparks, Oklahoma. I mean, this is Rowdy.
Yes.
Down by Sparks, Oklahoma. Yeah, you're Lee, right?
Okay. We got that straight, yes.
Hey, I just got me all confused. Anyway.
Mediocrity. I'm sorry. I was looking for a word a moment ago, and I couldn't find it. It just came.
I couldn't. Now you done got it, so I can't tell you now, though.
Oh, okay.
This is AI Appreciation Day, by the way.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. I thought it was National Naked Day, National Nudity Day. So, and I thought maybe that's what you were calling about because you were going to the casino naked.
I am going to casino, and I will be wet when I get there, but it's not. Anyway, I was, I've been out in the country trying to do hay and stuff, but my train of thought. AI, we're talking about AI and Colorado. I actually bought some land in Colorado, and then they turned around and they got where they're so liberal and stuff like that. And we have to deal with so much. Anytime we put anything in, we have to deal with so much bureaucracy and everything that they will tie our hands, and we will still do it. And we're known for you talk about stealing other people's properties. We give it to it. We own Harley. Forever Harleys were Harleys, and then all of a sudden we told the Japs how to build those V-twin engines.
Yeah,
and now Japs have they even trying to copyright the Kawasaki's potato.
Yeah,
because. We're notorious throughout history of inventing or developing or conquering something, then turn around and giving it away or repaying the people we took it away from.
Yeah,
and that's an American thing.
Well, we reward excellence. We reward exceptionalism, whereas communism rewards mediocrity. So, that's the word I was looking for. Mediocrity.
The thing about communism, socialism, stuff like that is you and I both go out there and we've been driving a taxi. Mm-hmm. Okay, we get paid the same money. If you pick up 10 fares or I pick up one, we get the same money. There's no reason for us to go above and beyond.
Right.
Because we're not paid by production, increased by production. I work at an assembly plant where everything comes by every 48 seconds. You're building a car. And it didn't matter if you did your job excellent or not. You got paid the same as the person sitting right next to you who may have had an easier job building the same parts for 48 seconds. And instead of being rewarded for often you're punished because they will say, he can do it. Let's add on to his job and stuff like that.
Right, right.
I just...
No, I dealt with I dealt with a lot of that over there.
Yeah.
I really did. Well, he can do a radio show, and he can be a program director, and he can schedule all the sporting events, and he can do all this other stuff. Let's see if we can get him in other markets. And you'd think that would be a reward. It wasn't. It was more work for me.
That's why Lee gets the big money. And AI only needs 3 seconds of your voice to imitate you and replace you. But I don't think they'll replace the Matthews household.
No, they won't. I mean, and that's what they're going to end up doing, Rowdy, is they're going to be using the few people that they do have on the air over there. They're going to be using them for artificial intelligence to generate all this kind of stuff for all these other markets, but it's going to sound plastic. There is very little you can do to keep it from sounding, and that's the other thing. It'll be the same no matter where you go, and that's not what people look for when they look for a personal authentic connection. That's what is that's the selling point of this medium.
Yeah, and that, that's kind of like why I left the Able Empire and come here.
Yeah,
because you get your opinion, you got your topics, you got your facts, and then you throw a little bit of humor in there too. And so it kind of gives us that personal thing. And speaking of which, they have a bill out there right now that they're trying to get rid of AI. I mean, I'm sorry, AM on vehicles, and they're trying to pass a bill to make sure that every vehicle still has an AM in it.
Well, what was actually happening was the car manufacturers were – that was another one of those things they were starting to cut corners on. The idea was, okay, why bother even putting an AM radio in a car – because we have so many other sources that people are going to be listening to, whether it's a feed from their phone or FM or satellite radio or whatever it is, why would we need AM? And quite honestly, even though I don't work on that band anymore, I do remember in 2013 when the tornadoes leveled more, everybody wanted an AM radio because that's all you had, and that's how you stayed connected.
Well, I'm so old school, Lee, that I bought cars with an A. You could buy them without a radio or an AM radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't really have an FM. You had to buy an FM converter.
Yeah.
Put in your car. Tune your car to like channel 14. Then you had the FM. And the FM channels were. So now I have cars that have digital in them. The AM,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You'll be like four stations, one yeah, ABC.
The Matthews Mobile still has an AM radio in it, though. I will tell you that.
Yeah. But they're trying to get rid of them so they don't build them in the cars. So I just thought that was kind of, and what's really ironic is that the company that I, or the band that I hear that on is an FM band. They're trying to save AM. So I thought that was kind of weird.
I still believe in AM because, like I said, most people still have an AM radio in their car or some kind of means by which they can get AM. Shortwave, you're kind of pushing it, but I still have a little transistor-style radio that gets shortwave. And to me, it's still great fun to listen to every now and then, but I'm a radio geek.
Yeah, I'm used to having big box. It wasn't little, it was large, and it picked up all these overseas stations and stuff like that. And I used to use ham radios before they had cell phones, and you could somehow they patched in a ham radio to a call, and I could call people in across the country.
Oh yeah,
on a landline using a patch in ham radio. So
yeah, it was the same principle as a ship to shore phone call. Usually, if you live along the coast and if you have a VHF radio in your boat, usually you can get in touch with what they call the marine operator. There'll be a marine operator every so many miles along the coastline, and they'll be on a designated channel, and you'll tell them, okay, let's see, the name of your boat is Radioactive. Radioactive to the marine operator, Radioactive to the marine operator. Yeah, you got your marine operator. What can I do for you? I'd like to make a phone call to this number, and they'll patch you in. And you can make a phone call. Now, the disadvantage is everybody on that VHF channel can hear your conversation, but at least you can communicate. Yeah.
Well, we're dating ourselves. I mean, I used to shoot skip across there on my CDs and stuff like that. But I will say that our technology, I mean, it's awesome. It went from the megahertz to the gigabytes on phones and stuff like that. And where our technology, when my internet went out a couple of days ago and it was out for like 14 hours, it shuts down everything in my house.
Yeah,
because I finally called him. I said, "Man, my internet's been down for 14 hours. Oh, you need to do a hard reset on it. Oh, yeah, I've been sitting here watching a blank TV with a little dot going across it for 14 hours because it went down and didn't reset itself."
Now that is a rich white guy problem. All right,
no, I'm not a rich white guy.
My internet went down, and now my vacuum won't work. And
well.
The automatic litter box won't work, and the thing that gets rid of my dog poop won't work. Now what am I supposed to do?
now you're actually talking about my son. He mows yards for a living. And you're talking about him. His TV.
There you
TV
go. Yeah.
Screen
my
on
automated
it.
Lawnmower won't work because my internet's down.
I guess we're. I'm a poor country boy trying to pretend to be rich, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. Rowdy, have a good time. I hope you do well at the casino. Keep your clothes on, even though it's actually National Naked Day on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm no financial expert, but I have been watching the stock market lately. And if you are getting closer to retirement, you might want to put it off a couple of years. If and only if to be able to enjoy the benefits of this stock market and how well it's doing for your 401k or your IRA or whatever it may be, your trust fund, whatever it may be. My good friend over at McGuire Capital, Michael McGuire, he can actually officially advise you because he is the authority on this. He's also a fiduciary, which means if you do business with him, he only makes money when you make money. So he's going to bust his butt to make sure you make as much as possible. And your nest egg gets bigger and better. Call him on his home personal phone, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany, right here in Oklahoma. And he's been doing this since he was 14 years old. So he's seen the ups and downs of every market. Michael McGuire of McGuire Cap, McGuireCap.com. And join him from 10A to 1P on our very own Freedom 96.9 and hear his Bull and Bear Financial Show this weekend.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Okie dokie, baby. Off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-approachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
That was Senator Hirono of Hawaii questioning Blanche, who is up for... He's the temporary attorney general, but he's up for the permanent job. And the line of questioning she was asking was not legitimate. She was basically asking as vile a question as she possibly could without being censured by the committee chairman. Basically, it's the question. I'm surprised she didn't. Mr. Blanche, do you still beat your wife? Okay, that's a loaded BS question, because no matter how you answer, you're admitting that the possibility exists to the premise of the question. Now, Blanche didn't take the bait. He just said no, knowing that no is no. But she wanted to get those questions on record. It was a sleazy thing to do, something a sleazy lawyer would do, and I think that's exactly what Hirono is, a sleazy lawyer. 405-608-4377, it's Lee Matthews. Another chapter in the Jesse Butler case. If you remember, Jesse Butler is the young man from Stillwater who was accused by more than one party of sexual assault. And when he was accused, he was 17. He was arrested, and they started putting the case together because they had videotape of him doing this to these girls. And then all of a sudden, the case fell apart. All of a sudden, the district attorney came up with a plea deal that basically got Jesse Butler off with community service. At the time, and nobody's confirmed this with me, but everybody that I know that is in the legal profession agrees with me. At the time, my assumption was there was something on those videotapes I say tapes. There were videos on his phone. There was something there that implied or confirmed some form of consent on the girl's part. I'm not saying the girls did consent, but there was something in that video that showed a form of consent to where the DA's case was not beyond a reasonable doubt that this guy did this. Okay, well, there's a new chapter here in that the families of the victims have now filed a lawsuit. Jesse Butler was arrested and charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree rape, 3 counts of rape by instrumentation, sexual battery, forced oral sodomy, 2 counts of domestic assault and battery by strangulation. The charges stemmed from allegations he sexually assaulted 2 high school students in Stillwater when he was a teenager. He pleaded no contest. All charges were granted as a youthful offender. And despite being facing 78 years in prison, he was basically let go, not even with a slap on the wrist. Well, now the victims' families are suing State Farm, Butler's insurance company, for medical expenses, negligence, and emotional damages. Now, that's a case they very well might win. We'll have to see. I'll keep you posted. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The U.S. has launched a 6th consecutive night of strikes against Iran, with U.S. Central Command saying the attacks targeted Iranian military capabilities. Lawmakers are a step closer to establishing permanent daylight savings time.
The House has approved a measure to make daylight saving time permanent in the United States, eliminating the need to switch clocks back and forth. The Sunshine Protection Act will aim to keep clocks consistent. While the bill still does require Senate approval, some believe the benefits of extended evening sunlight outweighs potential drawbacks of later sunrises. WSPA reports that states have the option to opt out of the bill if it passes, but the overall impact on daily routine and schedules remain uncertain. I'm Katie Gray.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 105 points, the S&P 500 falling 38 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 387 points. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Governor Kevin Stitt says Oklahoma will no longer use Social Security survivor benefits from foster children to help cover state costs. The change ends a practice critics called, quote, the orphan tax. Officials say those benefits will now remain available for the children they were intended to support. Oklahoma becomes the 30th state now to adopt a policy preserving the funds. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services is accepting applications for summer cooling assistance through the LIHEAP program. The program helps eligible households pay electric bills during the hottest months of the year. Applications can be submitted online with proof of identity, income, and a recent utility bill. Eligibility is based on household size and income. Officials are encouraging residents who need help with cooling costs to apply soon. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is now accepting applications for its 77th Academy. Applications will be accepted through September 14th or until available positions are filled. Training is scheduled to begin in April of next year, with officials saying they're seeking qualified candidates interested in a career in law enforcement. Competitive pay is reportedly available for both recruits and experienced officers alike. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's. Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
I'm looking at what some of these communistic candidates are spouting off and some of the things that they want to do nationwide to our country. And I say to myself, you know, if you're eligible for Medicare or some of these other things that you've worked so hard for, you better get signed up as soon as you are eligible. And if you were born in 1961, I bet you are getting a lot of those phone calls, emails, texts, and that means you are eligible. So rather than be confused, take my advice, and I'll make your life a lot easier. Call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It's the best call you can make all summer long. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you while you can. Again, the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Now, don't think that I believe that any of these weird ideas we're hearing are actually going to take root. But it's better to be prepared and preserved. Well-Preserved from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
What will the really big news Trump is promising be in tonight's address? I've got my guests coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with humidity. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds. Watch out for a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon. The high will reach 86. Tomorrow night will remain rather cloudy and humid with a low of 70. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate intervals of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms, mainly late in the day. It'll be breezy with a high of 90. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Communism does not sound good in theory. The world it envisions for all of us is small, flat, gray, leveled of all exception, drained of all that is good and noble in the human soul. The world it envisions is a world without courage, a world without creativity or ambition, a world without heroes or glory or great causes to strive towards.
And is usually implemented by people who have no talent to make the entire society a society of mediocrity. A lot of the people who are promoting socialism and communism, in like Mamdani, and it's very easy for Mamdani, the mayor of New York City, to promote some of his socialistic ideas. He's very wealthy. His family is wealthy. Okay, he came from a background of wealth and privilege. And he thinks all you got to do is snap your fingers and it happens for everybody. There's that chick in Colorado that's probably going to win the Democrat congressional seat that is most of downtown Denver. She's promoting a lot of communistic ideas. They're not communistic to her. But all it does is promote mediocrity. It makes everybody mediocre. That way, there is no competition. That way, nobody has to feel better about being better about anything else or anybody else. And that feelings like that are selfish. You shouldn't have feelings of I can do better. Communism overlooks human nature. And human nature always will be, we look out for ourselves. And I don't care if you're Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had an ulterior motive. No, she wasn't behind the scenes doing something mean or nefarious, but I guarantee you she was, whatever it was she was doing because it gave her a sense of accomplishment. It gave her a sense of, I'm doing something for the greater good. That is human nature. It's not all selfish. And there's nothing selfish about wanting to provide a good or service for your fellow man that they're willing to pay for. There is nothing selfish about that. There is nothing selfish about wanting to be the best you can be in whatever it is you're doing. That's what excellence is. Our brother Rush Limbaugh always talked about it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and it is counterintuitive to the entire American dream. The American dream isn't, well, I'm only going to work as hard as I have to so that I get only the stuff that I have to, and then I don't have to worry about the rest. Now, there are those people who think that way. I know, I get it. But deep down inside, everybody wants a nice, a place to call their shelter. They want decent food, a decent means by which they can make a living. I'll never forget that I took a job, and this goes to South Carolina. I'll just go ahead and say it. I took a job in South Carolina because it paid very well. There was a lot more prestige than where I had worked. And I thought, this is my stepping stone to the next step of my career. Now, it was the stepping stone to the next step of my career, but it wasn't a stepping stone up. When I got to the job, I found out that, wow, in order to succeed at this level of this job, I'm not going to have a home life. I'm not going to be able to take any time off. I'm not going to be able to see my family. And that's when it hit me. You know what? I don't want that kind of work where I can't enjoy myself. I can't relax. I can't step aside for a minute and unplug from it. And that's why the next job I took was a job in which that was a priority. And I even said it's a priority. I wasn't afraid to say it. At a time when you were supposed to be driven to be the best you could be, I was saying, you know what? The best I can be is a good husband. The best I can do, you know, my gold medal in life is providing the lovely wife with a nice house where we can grow old together without a lot of worries. You know what my winning the marathon for me is? Winning the marathon for me is being able to not be stressed when I get home from work. That's how I measure success. But in communism, you're not allowed to measure success at all because there is no success. There's only mediocrity. Get done what you got to do to get through the day, and then that's it. And guess what? The result is mediocrity. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The number of people arrested in connection to the mass shooting in Arcadia Lake has increased to 10. Of those arrested for crimes relating to the shooting that killed 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray and injured 22 others, 8 suspects have been formally charged. It's a list of several people. The latest to be arrested, one of which is of age to be named but isn't named because there aren't any formal charges. The other suspect is 16 years of age. So far, it's been Jalen Davis charged with first-degree murder, Davion Wyckoff charged with first-degree murder, Breon Morton charged with accessory to murder, Marcus Jones charged with accessory to murder, Hezekiah Ricks charged with accessory to murder, Mackie Magnus charges of shooting with intent to kill, Bradley Dennis Wilson II charged with shooting with intent to kill, possession of a firearm and other charges, Trinity Brown charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, and then the latest two, a 16-year-old suspect, charges of shooting with intent to kill, gang-related offenses. We're not allowed to say that. And then a 20-year-old suspect arrested on one count of accessory to first-degree murder. Gang-related offenses. Five words for you. Five words for you. What did I tell you? Gang-related. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jay Wright's Lee, there's nothing irresponsible as well about cutting income and property taxes. It was irresponsible in the dereliction of duty for the government to levy them to begin with. And Jay, you can go back to the rhetoric of the Reconstruction era when the 16th Amendment was passed, which allowed for an income tax. And all of the excuses given, all of them were, well, this is so the rich will pay their fair share. Well, guess what? Now everybody is. Jane writes, Lee, one of your favorite senators, Cory Booker, claims that the hypocrisy of Republicans is staggering because Marco Rubio, Cash Patel, Nikki Haley, Bobby Jindal, and Donald Trump's father all got U.S. citizenship thanks to the 14th Amendment. Do a quick fact check. The forebears of these prominent Republicans were legal immigrants, not illegal aliens, tourists, or temporary residents. Here are the specifics. Per the Tampa Bay Times, the parents of Marco Rubio walked into the American consulate in Havana, Cuba in 1956 and applied for immigrant visas to permanently migrate to the United States, not tourist visas. Encyclopedia Britannica, Cash Patel's parents, Indian immigrants who settled in Long Island, New York, where his father was a financial officer at an aviation company. The Post and Courier of South Carolina, Nikki Haley's parents were natives of India who moved to rural South Carolina in 1969, where her father took a position as a professor at Voorhees College. Her mother taught sixth grade social studies at the local public schools before starting a gift shop she turned into a million-dollar fashion boutique. Per Reuters, Bobby Jindal was born in the United States to Indian immigrant parents who held green cards at the time. Per Gotham City for New York City history, Donald Trump's grandfather had become an American citizen in 1892, 13 years before the birth of Trump's father in 1905. Trump's father married Trump's mother, who was from Scotland, therefore gaining her a green card and citizenship to the United States before Donald Trump's birth. Thank you, Jane. Did a good job of checking all of that. Speaking of Donald Trump, he announced he's going to deliver an address tonight. The suggestion is that the focus will be on free and fair elections, teasing what he is calling one of the most important speeches of his presidency while offering few details about what he plans to unveil. He says it doesn't get bigger because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. He said while in the Oval Office, he will be discussing other things too, but it's going to be a very big announcement. He's teased the contents of the speech without fully revealing what it will be about. He's good at that because he knows television. He says it'll be a potpourri. He'll talk about Iran. He'll talk about other things that he wants to address. The address is expected to begin at 8 o'clock our time from the White House. The White House did not respond to questions about which administration officials are expected to attend the speech. They also reached out to the FBI and CIA about whether FBI Director Cash Patel or CIA Director John Ratcliffe would be present. Trump has been laser-focused on passing the Save America Act, which includes Trump's long-sought voter ID and citizenship verification, which Republicans say is key to ensuring elections are safe and secure. I have a hunch it's going to be something along those lines. Something along the lines of pass the Save America Act or you're fired. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you didn't say that. But let's see here. Donnie writes, Lee, Richard Nixon's brutal truth on happiness hits harder now in 2026 than it did back in 1972 when he gave the interview. In the interview, he said, the unhappiest people in the world are those that are watering in the watering places, South Coast of France, Newport, Palm Springs, Palm Beach, parties every night, golf every afternoon, bridge, too much drinking, too much talking, too little thinking, retired, no purpose. He saw it decades ago. Endless leisure without struggle isn't paradise. It's a slow death of meaning.
What makes life meaning something is purpose, a goal, a battle, a struggle, even if you don't win it, he said.
In the age of quiet quitting, early retirement dreams, and infinite scrolling, Nixon reminds us,
the fight is what keeps our soul alive.
What keeps you in the battle right now, even when it's...
What keeps you in the battle now, right now, even when it's exhausting. And they were just tapes, by the way. They were just tapes. They could have been recorded anywhere. Not necessarily the Oval Office. And all I really wanted out of life was a condominium with a view.
405. Do you remember the big controversy when he moved from California back to New York? And there were several... There were several condominiums that wouldn't lease him a condo. They wouldn't sell him a condominium on Madison Avenue or Fifth Avenue, Central Park West. That's where he wanted to live. He wanted to live in a big, nice big apartment or condominium that overlooked Central Park. I think he finally got one, but it took a while because nobody was going to, because of his history. Anyway, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Tomorrow, I am broadcasting live on location at H&H Shooting Sports. Make sure to join me for the H&H Shooting Sports. They're having their summer spectacular, and in the spectacular, they're going to have factory reps all over the store with ways for you to win door prizes and enjoy great savings, see the latest from some of the new manufacturers, and even get to try them out on the range. If you like, that's tomorrow, 4 p. to 7 p., right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Listening to me over the years, you might take it that I'm anti-corporation. Well, I'm really not. I'm really not. I think big corporations do a lot of great things for you and I and the American people and the marketplace. But I also believe that the local touch is what makes bigger corporations better. So when they start to forget that local flavor, that's when I think they've made their biggest mistakes. And that's where Frontier Auto Group has come in. Whereas other auto groups in the metro area have been bought up by big companies that are invoking their big company policies where they basically don't care about you, the one who's buying the vehicle, that's getting their vehicle serviced there, that they're shooting themselves in the foot. Frontier Auto Group. They've been locally owned since they went in business 96 years ago, and they want to help continue to support the community. So they offer for free, even though it's, I don't know if it's frowned upon by the corporations, but they don't care. Check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not doing what it should, recall, safety issues. They take care of all of that at no charge, and they'll also do so during any of their regularly scheduled service visits. So experience a family-oriented business, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, El Reno's Auto Alley, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the
Knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the world's greatest economic and military superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Into a historic military success in Iran, and you want to call it a defeat. And it's defeatist Democrats like you that cloud the mind of the American people and would otherwise fully support preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
That was an exchange between Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, and Senator Blumenthal. He was not allowing Senator Blumenthal to say we're losing in Iran. And that's what Blumenthal was trying to make it sound like. That's what he was trying to make it sound like. And Hegseth wasn't going to have anything of it. Wasn't going to let him do it one single bit. Now, on the flip side, Blumenthal has done something unusually nice for a Democrat senator from Connecticut. Lee Matthews in the Drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are working to advance the late Senator Lindsey Graham's sanctions bill against Russia. Senator Richard Blumenthal is in charge of it. As you know, Graham died on Saturday after returning from Ukraine. But before he left Ukraine, he said that in his last public appearance, Donald Trump has agreed to support the sanctions bill. Blumenthal said he believes that they now have the votes to forward the bill, saying they've talked to the majority leader, John Thune, and that they're going to speak, not going to speak for Thune, but essentially he has said that he's ready to move forward. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas said he planned to introduce the legislation in the House while Graham introduced it in the Senate. The bill, McCaul said, would target Russia's energy economy, and it would impose sanctions, secondary sanctions, and tariffs on countries that buy Russian oil. McCaul said Russia's President Vladimir Putin is using energy revenues to fund the war. He said the sanctions, if passed, combined with Ukraine's targeting of Russia's energy infrastructure, would be devastating to Putin. On Monday, McCaul returned from the separate trip to Ukraine, an unofficial trip, and said he would also see the front lines, wanted to see the front lines of the war. McCall said that he hopes that Graham's sister can introduce the sanctions bill. She was sworn in to take Graham's seat on Tuesday. So this would be a nice little tribute to the late Senator Lindsey Graham if it goes through like it should. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Michael writes, Lee, the question is, how do we balance the use of artificial intelligence in our daily lives as it increases exponentially by the day and still protect our valuable resources such as water? Simply protesting that there will be data centers is not solving the issue. We must be proactive in the responsible advancement of AI, as we have done with any new technology. Thank you, Michael. You get it. We must be concerned. We must look at it from all aspects that we can. We must learn as much as we can about it as it's happening, but we must not be hysterical about artificial intelligence. I'm sorry. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And the only way it's going to get bigger, and the only way it's going to get better, and the only way we can stay out in front of the Chinese is to make sure that it has the fuel that it needs. And the fuel that artificial intelligence needs is data from data centers. We'll talk more about it tomorrow when I'm live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Hope you have a nice Thursday night. I'll be watching the president's speech, and we can talk about that tomorrow on The Drive. Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.